footnotes for Rav Shefta Shlita, and you can see it all here in Shiurei Rava Nav Avam and Aleph. So the Rav begins by asking a very basic question. He wants to know, if you take a look on the Tosas and the Vavam and Aleph, Bitzua, that's how he starts. Afal Gavda Makshib Sharol the Din, Lavda Chodava Makshina, the Bedina Zinibasa Ruba, we know against one. However, Pshara no, what do you see? So, in Avodah Zarah and Beis, Kedashayni Beit Losa, 2 out of 3 works, Kedami Beit Losa, all 3 have to agree. So the Rav asks, why shouldn't we follow a majority in the Pshara? What was this P'sak Din? And moreover, what's derived from Avodah Zarah? But more Avodah Zarah, Fayan Beit by Shuma. What's the connection? What's the connection? So his first answer is the most radical answer, which he basically rejects, is that Pshara is not a regular P'sak Besdin. Well, what he called a Maisa Besdin. A Maisa Besdin, as he calls it, of Asiyas Pshara Beheskim and Shnei Atzdodim. You can't follow her over Maisa Besdin with no P'sak. For example, Gerus. 2 out of 3 want to accept the Ger and 1 doesn't. So you say 2 out of 3 works? No way. Or Smichas Para Eda. Yeah. You need unanimity. So if Shah is a Maisa Bezin greater, as he puts it, no Horoa, no Psak, Avadi, you need all 3. Adkan, Pshat, number 1 of the Rav. He said, it's not true. It's just not true. It's just not true. Rather, it's a Horoa mi Bezin. It's a Horoa mi Bezin. How do you know? It's on the same daf. Rav also over here. Makshinan Pshara Lidin. Klar, Makshina Pshara Lidin. According to one opinion, it's enough to have 1 dayan. Right? 1. We look at Tosas Shnayim Shadonim. It's even 1. Rabbos say a Maisa Bezin can't have Geiris with 1. Right? So clear, the fact that 1 might work indicates it's not the Maisa Bezin. Rather, that's what we call a Psak. A Psak. So therefore, Pshat number 1, that the radical Pshat that the Rav suggested initially, is rejected. It's not the Pshat. Not the Pshat. Okay? So that's out. Once it's a Psak, so let's follow the majority. What kind of Psak is it? Psak shel ifnim yishua sadin. That's what I quoted from the Rav. Yosheb. That's quoted over here in the Sefer. And he quotes the Rav Shecht as a Nefesh Rav as well. Good? Okay. Now, Rabosai. If you say another proof that Pshara is a Maisa Bezin without a Psak, what do you mean we arrive from Shuma? What? Just say, well, every Maisa Bezin is that way. Now, in that, but it's called a Mishpat Shel Emes V'Shalom, so it really is a Psak of Ifnim Mishura Sadin. So, therefore, the first Pshat is rejected. So Pshat number 2, yes, it's a Psak and a Horah. However, this is what we call the Rav's Balabatash Pshat. You have to have it, they be masking to make a Pshara. You can't impose a Pshara on people. They have to agree to have a Pshara. So the Rav is suggesting, move on Me'elov, that this Haskama of the Balei Din is only if all the Onim say the same thing. They she had tzedek borer b'psharos. We should be clear that the compromise that they're suggesting is righteous. Other than that, they were a mekabel. It's an umdun hamuvenis me'eleho. And they brought a raya from Shuma. Right? What does it mean? They say, kida amre beit losa. It means you want that all 3 should say the same thing to make sure it's a justified estimate of the value. That is what's called balabatash pshat. Rav calls it dachuk. Why is it dachuk? Because he thinks that Haskama Balei Din is not on the idea of making a pshara. No. They accepted these three dayanim, except they should paskin based on the Fnim Yeshua Sadin, not based on Din proper. That being the case, logically we'd assume, go back to the normal rules of Bezdin and Dayanim that a Rav should determine. But the normal, what he called the normal tachsisei bezin, they never changed. So he should still follow the majority. So this balabatash and svar, which makes sense, but still considered to be a dochak. Now he comes to his pshat. You know, the Ravi starts off with two pshat, which he rejects. Now, boom. What's the pshat? Pshara is a min hora. You see that even one can do it. It's not a ma'aseh bezin. But, you know, follow the majority for the following reason. There are two kinds of hora. There's always a tzvei din. One is, in the Rav's language, hora ha-mevareris, what halacha is. You know, we analyzed, we spoke about this a month ago, maybe more. First, they analyzed the abstract halacha, and they come to a conclusion what the abstract halacha is, and then they take that abstract halacha, and they apply it to this particular case. This particular case. Remember, we had the 2 minyanim, the Rav and the Talmud, and the father and the son could work for the first minyan, not for the second minyan. A ger can work for the first, not for the second. One is abstract, and one is to this particular case. We spoke about this all way back in Chodesh El. So this kind of a hora, you follow the majority, because the Chalukah Deis and Sveikas, because the Rove is Mevara the Sveikas. Okay, so far so good. What's the second kind of a hora? Hora she'enem mevareres as adin klal. Enem is yacheses l'mahi ha'alocha la'ad l'netzach netzochim. Normally, a regular din Torah, you analyze what the din is. So you can bring machlokas of all types. There's a machlokas in the Rishonim, and the Poskim, how you, there's a Ktosvites, and the Sivis, the Shach, the Sma. Whoever's right is right till Mashiach comes. Was right since Mamad HaSinai. It's a question of halacha that you follow the majority of this particular bezin. Pshara is not that way. So what is it? It's a Horoah HaKovas, Heich Linok Eis. What do you do now, Lemaisa? They have to split the loaf one way or the other. It's not a haram of shedness and abstraction, or raw halacha ledoros. That's a pshara. Okay, haram shabalvan. Therefore, he says as follows. Tosis says that you don't follow the majority. Rov b'chol mokom hu mevarer. When it's chilukah deis and halachists, the Rov determines what the halacha is. Comes to pshara the aim of Aaron klal lo shayach the lezel bebasa Rov. How do you like that? That's comparable to Shuma. If they say kiddush shaymi and she kiddush shaymi beit losa, they want the accurate estimate, as three experts get it exactly right. They want to know exactly how much this item is worth. So you need three experts. It's determining a specific fact. So it's determining a specific fact, of course, you file two out of three. But could the army be plot? If he says, as they say, we're not discussing what the real truth is, how much this item is worth. We want to know what three people are saying about the item. So they have to have unanimity among the three. Because no hachra, you're not looking for the real truth of what it's worth. What people say it's worth. Now, of course, in the real world, people can say it's worth more than it's really worth, less it's really worth, depends on the, you know, on their orientation. That's the Rav's word. That's right. And that's why he's on Pshat and the Tosis over here, on that Vav and Aleph, Tosis Tiski, quotes Yerushalmi, Pshara Tzricha Hechreya Hadas. What does it mean, Hechreya Hadas? Not Hechreya Halocha. No. Hechreya Hadas. Hechreya Hadas. Same thing with the Shuma. Of Kediyamri Inchi, what do they think? There's no majority rules. How do you like that? Gavaldik. Gavaldik. Psak lefnimishu asadin. That's his limb shot. Gavaldik. Ad kan from the roof. Footnote from Avshachta. A slightly different idea. Ofan acher ktsas, it's called. He says, Rov works when there is a contrast between two opinions. No contrast, it's impossible to have one view nullify the other. And he gives an example of what he wrote earlier, and Hamid Beis, the Rov said, Ein yodeh b'dayon. The Gemara is over here, and that payment base towards the bottom, right in front of you. I feel the Shnayim is Zakan, a Shnayim Mechayim, and Vechadom Me'en Yodea, Yosifu Adayonim. Why? If two against one works, Kavachoma two against blank, against the guy who doesn't know. So if you look back on the Rav's Chidushim, on the Avheim and Beis, he says, no, that's not a good Kavachomer. Not a good Kavachomer. Why? Why? Because two against one is conflict, stira. Two against any Odea, there is none. On the bottom it says, Yuin Baran Nedorim Nun Beis Aminav. It's a world famous rabbi, Dovah Shesh Lamatirin. It's Lo Botel. Why? If I have absolute Isser and absolute Heter, the contrast, Heter is about the Isser. But if even the Isser is a weaker Isser, because Yesh Lamatirin, then there's less chance of it becoming Botel. Somewhat paradoxically, even though it's more Kal, it ends up being more Chomer, it's less susceptible to Bit. That's the example found in footnote 67. So, along the lines over here, and so if you have two who say yes and one is any Odea, he's not Butler. So, too, Rav Shekla suggested as follows. Pshara. Pshara is a stira. If a real din, I pass like the Shach, you like a Sma, I'm like the Tzos, with the Nasivis, that's real conflict. Real fight between the two. So, the majority of two beats out the minority of one. Pshara. It's Shigul Adas. I think it should be this way. I think this is Yosher. I think this is Yosher. Not much of a real steer between them. I'm not saying that I'm right and you're wrong. This looks to me like Yosher. Your Yosher is a little bit different than my Yosher. That's not considered enough of a steer between the two of them to say they're two against one. So if two think the Yosher is $100, one thinks $120, you can't say two beats one. I'm not saying that 120 is wrong. It's a slightly different way of evaluating what's considered fair. That's of Schechter in footnote 75, along the lines of the Rav. Oh. So on this basis, the Rav Zatzal explained that according to the Rambam in Perek Chav Beis Halacha Vav. Let's take a look since you don't have the Rambam in front of you. I'll open the Rambam. Okay. So the Rav says, two adultos is going to work. Why? Pshara don't require mumchin. Why? Pshara ain't a horo hamavareres es halacha. Requires mumchin. All it does is, in the Rav's language, it's kovas es halacha. It will see soon. It determines what to do. It's not giving a psak for the ages. Not a psak for the ages. Nonetheless, since it is a psak after all the violations apply. Which the Gemara has an Av Zayin Amud Beis. Give a look on Av Zayin Amud Beis. We saw this already last week, but since we're chazering over here. Whole series of violations. What are they? A whole series of violations are found at the end of Zion and Beis. What are they? Lo sakir upon my mishpat, lo satem mishpat, lo sikach shochad. All those two that are found. That this applies to Pshara as well. It would apply, presumably, to Shuma as well. If you look towards the daf, bottom of daf, Zion and Beis, what does it say? Bein Ishu, Bein Ochavu, Bein Gero, I feel Bein Bias Lalia, Bein Tana Likurayim. So these prohibitions exist. Rashi there explains the mission of Shuma, how to estimate what something is worth to even it out. Oh. So now we come to a very, very major chiddush in what the Rav says. A major chiddush. Which is not obvious from anything we said until now. It goes like this. We saw in the Gemara, whether it requires a Kenyan, it doesn't require a Kenyan. Why should it not require a Kenyan? Rav Asher does not require a Kenyan. Why not? not a schaivus from one side to the other. All you require is a skamas bali adin, and the masna should make a pshara. And the mela the mischayev to the gemar din, and the psak the schal. A little bit difficult yesterday. Rav. Stam din Torah, ein gemar din klal a mechayves bali adin. Just the hamada bedin is mevar the halacha. The mela yachayev, based on what? Mas of hakodmin. Very, very important, Rabbi Osai. Very, very important. If I break your window and Bezdin comes and determines they owe you $100, Bezdin doesn't create an obligation of $100. That I broke your window obligates me $100. Bezdin is just clarifying that I broke your window costs $100. How is it by Pshara? How's it by Pshara? He suggests as follows. Psakten of Pshara Bemis Mechayeves of Baladin. Shagmardin Yotir Mechadish as Achir Shal Alabalidin. Quite remarkable. Quite remarkable. He's suggesting, initially, that the Bezin creates the Chiyuv. Why? Look, there's a fight, he owes 0, he owes 100. The Bezin decides he owes 60. Where did I come from? Out of thin air. So Bezdin created the Chiyuv, the Pshuta. He says, Ravashi says, Pshara in its Richa Kinyan. Because he says like this. They obligate themselves to the Hechreya Adas of the Dayan. It's comparable to regular Din Mamas. Shehoya Kfar is Chayvus. And the Shebezdin him a Mevar in a Sachiv. Here too. You mischayev before to the Pshara Sadayonim, and the Dayanim, all they're doing is being mevarer afterwards what the amount of the Pshara is. Why don't you require a Kinyan on this Eschaivus? Why not? Why not? Based on the Gemara, we learned last year in Ksubis. There the Gemara says, Kama Tadosan the Vincha, Kach. The Vincha, Kach. Home to the Kitchu. Hein advara maniknim ba'amir. What does that mean? That means if I agree to something, and based on that understanding, I commit to something, and we go through with the action, the commitment is binding. It's quite a remarkable concept. It's based on the writ from Baba Metzia, of Ayin Gimel. I'll show you soon what that means. Just keep it in mind. Of course, here in the footnote. So here too, he says that the mere fact that I'm a schayev is because I'm a schayev, but nonetheless, the basis for the obligation is that I broke your window. Extenuating circumstances, you don't pay. I don't get pay 100 for the window. I pay only 60 for the window, as the case may be. If that's the case, so you really shouldn't require a kinyan. So why is the Gemara at the end of saying hilchos apshara tzricha kinyan? So once again, we saw in Tosis, it's a kind of a tos, or what the Rashi called an asmachta. So the Rav Zichron Levracha told us to look in the Tosis on the chaf heyam and alf. Okay, since we're learning Sanhedrin, let's take a look at Tosis chaf heyam and alf. We're going to get to the Tosis in greater detail a little bit later. But this is the sugya of asmachta. And Avchav Dalam Abeis, asmachta, and asmachta lo kanya. The Tosis is pupiling what's yes in asmachta, what's not in asmachta. So Tosis seems to come up with an interesting cloud. It's a long Tosis that goes from Chav Dalam Abeis to Chav Heim and Alf. Can't read you the whole thing. Tosis seems to say as follows. It was biyodo mamish legamre, so you have to pay. If it's not totally in your hands, the Tosis suggests if it's totally out of your hands, like rolling of the dice, maybe it also works. But if it's a little bit in your hands, not totally in your hands, that's when I smack the lokanya. I'm just giving you a preview of this big Tosis. And the Rav is suggesting, so it is by Pshara. You think you have the upper hand, you're probably right, but it's not totally in your hands, it depends upon the Bezdin. So there was an issue of asmachta, and the kinyan neutralizes it, presumably by making it to be a kinyan bebezel choshev. Take a look at the very last line of this long tosis on chafeh menav. This is valid. Afilu hikla mahani lo hikla bebezel choshev. Look in the Dharm Chav Zion, which we already saw last week a little bit. Fine. What's the idea of the Rav quoted a Gemara Bava Metzia? It's quoted a little bit over here. The top line of Chav Hamad Alf and the Tosfos. Hai man de mekabo zuzi mecharve lemizmen lechamra uposha velo zavim. It was a deal he made, right? Give a guy money to buy wine, you didn't do it. And I incur a loss. I would say it's grammar, garnish. No. Mishalin. Ki de ozil a parvasa de zul shvut. What does that mean? That's a Gemara in Bava Metzia. And if I am giving them a base, let's take a look, if you will. Because there's a reference made over here in the footnote. He's probably means that the Rav didn't quote this, but Rav Shechter added it in, that's my guess. I would say it wasn't at the Shir. Let's see. Let's see if we can find it. Shvat. Okay. Question: Lama chayim l'shalim lo klum. Ma'ishlem imivatul kisav shachavero. Shupata. Neshe ena zek ol grama. It's grama. Tiri tiri. He says you sold. Tohocha nami kshehistel came befeirish. Shaloi gachisham lo pseida shalo. That's one thing. Moriya rav tiri. This is the keyli. This is, he calls it. See at the end, Zed din godol. This is the biggest soul. What is the soul? Look at the soul. Afal pishlo kibol alav tashlum and klal. Kevin shenoslam osam likach scharosam. Vilmolehu. If not for you, Ruvain, accepting it, this responsibility on yourself, helokeach adei atzlo. He would honor himself. Or they came other emissaries. And shezev ticho shikachlo v'samach alav. I relied upon him. For Nasla Maos about Das Kain, I gave you my money to buy it. Why? To buy he ano the samechale. A person who's relied upon is a certain kind of ano. He's relying upon me. For Nasla Maos, he gives me the money to spend. Mishtabele mishum orev. The money is paying orev. Why is an orev chayev a guarantor? I'm a guarantor. Means I'm a chosh of a year. I have the ability to pay if he can't pay. Gives me a little bit of ano. That based on that ano, I become obligated. Here too, based on that ano that he trusts me, I become obligated. But say, Inyan Schiris Poland, the Pirkin of the Kaman, the whole parak of Schiris Poland, Shechayav and the Shal and the Balabayas, Mashem Mafs, Shechazu Behen, why should the worker pay if he backs out? Well, we never accepted upon himself the obligation. Oh, Balabayas, Chayav the Shal and the Mashem Mafsidin, if he backs out. The Kevin Shesamchu Zeh Al Zeh, the Schayru Zeh Al Zeh, the mafshi yafsidu apiv is that din godol. So Rav Shechter quotes that over here in his footnote 78. This is the Rav's yisod. They went to Bezin for a pshara upon one another. I think it's pshat among ksumas kuvays as well. They relied upon each other, and this makes the obligation binding. Makes the obligation binding. Oh. So what is the nature of the obligation? What is the nature of the obligation, Rav Osai? So there's a problem with a Rambam, another Rambam. We had Rambams before? What was this Rambam? No, different Rambam. You may have mentioned this a month ago briefly. I don't remember anymore. Rambam has a Chiddush Nuchos Mechira. Could be we don't pass that way in Shulchan Aruch. But Rambam says it in Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Mechira, halacha tezayin. Chiyev atzav b'davar she'eino katzuv. Kamon she'omar reini chayev lazun oscha olechas oschamesh shanim. Api shekana miyado lo nishtabi. Shezek imo matani. V'yein kan davar yaduwa umati. Shenet nematana v'chein horu rabosai. He thinks it's wrong. The Ravid. Question becomes, how can a person be kabel to pay the amount of money that the judges will determine at the time he accepts it? It's a davar she'eino katsuf. Says the Rav, no. Ein hischayv is kanal schum amama shel apshara. No. El al kabolas dayane apshara. Shemechayev es atzmo l'tzayas l'achrei ha'adash l'adayonim. V'kevin d'kvor mechuyev l'tzayas l'adayonim, memelem es chayev gamken l'aschum ha'proti. Aval o'chiyev es atzmo b'dover she'en ha'kotzov. Not sure against the Rambam. Very nice. The chiyev of pshara is not on amount of cash. The kinyan of pshara is to obligate yourself to listen to these people and the way they determine what's considered to be the fnimish or the din is yosher. This works when it comes to Rabbi Osai. Three people. I'm the Kabbalah, this bezin of three, that whatever they say is fair. When it comes to one, it's a little bit difficult. He's suggesting, the Rav, that when it comes to one, you're right. When it comes to one, it's different. And he goes back to that Agos Ashri, which we saw more than once. Let's go back to it again. Rabbi Osai, please turn to the Rosh and Agos Ashri. First parak. The last part of it says Mikan. The Bahag has quoted by that Gosh Ashri says, if Pshar with one requires a kinyan, three not. What's the difference? So the Rav explained, in the case of three, you can accept upon yourself the Pesach of the Bezdin. Doesn't require a kinyan. In case of one, it's not a Bezdin. So you have to mekabel upon yourself to pay the money. Oh, the money, that has to be with a kinyan. That's how the Rav is explaining the opinion of that Gos Ashri, which is cited over here. Oh, when does it take place? When does this take place? So, you get an impression that it takes place after the amount was announced. We spoke about that last week. Oh, so the Rav explained very nice. Here it's not as mekabel the dayon. You're mekabel to pay the amount of money. If the amount wasn't announced yet, you run into a problem. Is chayev adavar she'eino katzuv. Wow, very nice. According to Tosus, who disagrees with the Fiyah Bahag, and says you always need a kinyan, even if there are three. That's how we pass in it. La'alocha in the Shulchan Aruch. So what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? If you're mekabel kinyan, you can mekabel kinyan on anything. What's the whole chiddush of pshara? That's what's bothering the Rav. It's a very interesting answer. What's the chiddush pshita? Got a kabel kinyan. Oh, ma chiddush b'nisha pshara? Kinyan is a kinyan. You can mischay whatever you want. Look at this shnupsha. According to Bagla Fitosis. It's true as it's chay b'nisha b'al din, but nonetheless the chiddush. What's that? Normally if I mischay myself in a certain amount of money, I mischay myself to whatever I decide to do. My Gemara Das is that amount of money. Here, I don't have a Gemara Das on the Schum. No. The Bezin substitutes the Schum. They put in the Schum. And I'm required to pay any amount that they determine. I'm only accepting the Bezin, not the amount. So typically, in a regular Mischaivus, what does that mean? I'm a Mischaiv to owe you money, and I'm a Mischaiv to owe you $100. Sure, no. I'm only mischayev to follow what the bezin says. Tell you money, $100. Ah, much less or more than I thought. I never agreed to that amount of money. Since it's imposed upon me, so therefore, that's a chiddush nifla. That's a chiddush gadol me'od. So what happens according to the Rav's that formulation? He said like this. Bez determines the amount. V'dato mi al pidin nikbas al yedei aktzavas a bezdin. V'ikalech halos shem hora upsak v'zeh ad kidei kach. That's a chiddush of pshara. I didn't have a das mischayev on that particular amount of money, just on the bezin itself. Nonetheless, it's considered a chayev is mikorach adin shel pshara. In other words, according to the Rambam, the chiddush of pshara is, even though it's davish eino kotzuv, no, it's considered to be a chayev on the except the dayonim, not the amount of money. According to the Bahag, the chiddush of pshara is, you mechayev yourself in a davar hakotzuv, but kotzuv by whom? By others, and it's not totally bedato. He's not the kotzuv at all. Oh. What about those who hold that pshara works even by a yochid? Well, how does that work? There's no ma'ase bezdin. So how does it work? What kind of hara is this? Oh, two kinds of hara. Hara mevareres. And haroah mechadeshes v'kovas. So here, the haktzavas with the dayan, $100, is not haroah mevareres. That, oh, we determined, we sat up all night and figured out the dinner is $100. No. Haroah kovas, hadayan kovei de haroso es schum apshara. Where do you find such a thing? That one person can do such a thing. It's one precedent, Rabbi Osai. Hatoras nedorim. Nedorim chav gimel anayin ches. According to the Ran, according to Ramban, Yochid HaSamech Matan Adorim Levato. Why? Has a shame hora. But what's he doing? He's not mevarer that the neder was with it from the beginning. He's mechadish and koveya that the neder is with it from the beginning. He's creating something new. So too when it comes to a pshara. They're creating something new, and that's the chiddush that one, in fact, can work according to these interpretations. Oh, almost done with the Rav's chiddushim. Two more. One's based on a Rashi, one's based on a Rambam. Not surprising. The Rashi is found over here, Dav Zayin, excuse me, Vavam and Alf, the last Rashi. Chiddush God on the roof. V'hilchasa pshara tzricha kinyan. Says Rashi, three words. V'afilu nases b'shlosh. So in Shulchan Aruch it's quoted. Pshara requires three, and you need a kinyan. But the Rav is medayek and lashon of Rashi not that way. Afilu nasis b'shlosha. If pshara is tzricha shlosha, then you wouldn't require a kinyan. It's a ma'aseh bezdin. But if pshara does not require shlosha, then you require a kinyan. Even if you should happen to do the pshara for the three, you still require a kinyan. Fascinating. Afilu nasis b'shlosha. Didn't have to be. As opposed to tzricha shlosha. That's Rav's kiddush number one. Kiddush number two goes back to the Rambam, which we spoke about in Hilchas Sanhedrin. Okay. Not halacha vav. What does it say? Shnei adyotos. Wait a second. Shnei adyotos? What about one? But the Gemara is over here on the Vavim and Aleph on both sides. Look what it says. Towards the bottom. The Gemara says, let's say, plus a tanoi b'pshara, ma'asav b'shlosha, ma'asav b'shnai, ma'asav b'yochid. Ma says, no. One says two is even one. Why say two? Ki heichid alehevi alei sade. No intrinsic need for two. You just need two edim to determine what was said. The Ram doesn't sound that way. He says you need two parash. The Kesef Mishnah is his kash. Lama posik rabbeinu the pshara b'shnayim. Should be enough one. It's enough one. So he wants to suggest that's only the mitchi. But you really need two. question, of course, becomes why? What's the logic to require two? What's between two and one? That's the kasha. That's the kasha. So the Rav had a very interesting idea. Again, consistent with his major yisod in the sugi. The Rav suggested, you need two. Ika psharu amasa umatan shabo. As Yerushalmi says, hechrei hadas. In other words, bir din b'yama, just imagine what the pure halacha is. No need for masa matan, don't hechrei hadas. Look it up. Look up at the post, and the post will say the shach is right, the smah is wrong. Sure, you pass like the shach. That's all. One person's enough. Right? Look at the cloth. But pshara is not a rama vareris. Elo rosh lechrei hadas lefnim mishur asadin. Hechrei hadas boy maso matan lehachriya. Shere ein bechlal kloh lemo hilochas eich lechriya. Elo ha ro habi yose ishi. Kloh ma subjektivi. More subjective. V'lachem, the mikro iyo b'moko ma iyo not bechlal ya Torah. Shere zeh iyev shem pshara. Be the maso matan ben ashnayim. They should do no yachad lachriya maya pshara achivuya. Uvi yachid. Can't talk to yourself. I'm dealing now with the case right now, mamish now, presently, and they sort of agreed to accept whatever I say, but I plan to talk it over with somebody else for this very reason. I mean, it's going to be a pshara of some sort, but you know, I can't talk to myself. That's not healthy. So I plan to involve one of the other people who was involved in the situation and talk it over with that individual to see what we can think is the most equitable, the most fair thing to do in this particular case. I frecked the Rav, Ein Bez and Shokul. So the Rav answered beautifully. When do we say Ein Bez and Shokul, Rabosai? Listen very carefully. When do we say that Ein Bez and Shokul? Like this. When Bezdin is a Mevarer to be Machriya the Din. So the Machriya the Din, you have only two guys, and what is going to be a one against one? It would be impossible to come to any conclusion. But over here, by Pshara, it's all the Fnim and Shura Zadin. It's not determining whether the Shach or the Smah is right. It's a matter of what's fair. It's enough to have Bezdin Shokul. Because the Horo, Achriya Das, it's no Achro and Din. Number one. Number two, we said before earlier today, you don't follow the majority. What's the idea of a name Bezdin Shokul? It's an Achei Rabban Lahato. It's a Bezdin Note. You need to have a majority vote. There's no majority vote. Majority won't work. So majority won't work. Two against one. What's the point of having the third person there to make sure it's an odd number? So you can have two, and it'll be two against none. That's good enough. And Rav Schechter suggested he had a third interpretation. He quotes it. If you want to see it inside, you just have to look at in Masechta Megillah, Daf Chav Gimel and Beis. Tosfos Akasha there. It says Asara Kohanim can determine how much of the land is worth. It's a Bezdin Shokul. Ten's an even number. So the Rav quotes from the Beis Halevi. It says if you look in the Ritva Megillah, footnote 166, quotes from the Brisker Rav. That means the Rav's uncle, not his great grandfather. It's in the Brisker family. The Grizz. It's somewhere in there. Okay? What do they say? Psaka Mavarer, one says Chayev, one says Potter. You need a third person to determine Echriya Beneim. Shuma. What? One says five, one says six. The third can say seven. He's not Echriya Beneim. Memela, you don't need a Bezdin Note. You can have 10 people. Meridik. Same thing by Pshara. He's not Echriya Beneim. He can be a third Pshara. And therefore, you don't need a Bezdin Note. Ad Kan Rabosa, the whole half of today's Shia, the first half, straight from Shiri Arab on the above. Felt it was so good. I wanted to share it all with you. And I didn't realize it was here until I looked at it in my house. And I said, whoa, the Talmidim should know about this. You probably own it, but you don't look inside. Ad Kan. So all this is a bit of a chazar. Now we go back to the Maram HaKomis. I assume you have the Maram HaKomis with you. We made up a deal to try to go a little bit in the order of the Gemaras, and then go, turn to the Shulchan Aruch as they appear in the Maram HaKomis, even though the Shulchan Aruch is, by definition, not an order. Because the Gemara's order and the Shulchan Aruch's order are two different orders. Right? So we're going to try to follow the Gemara's order, but we're looking in the Shulchan Aruch when we get to a Gemara and see what it says. Okay? So I, we're on Daf Zayin, as far as we got. We'll start with what we call, you might call it a semi-agoda. I use the word semi. It's not quite a real agoda, but it's a semi-agoda. The Gemara is over here on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, towards the very top. Dina laboka mishpat, the narrow lines. Chiba boka donim v'chol yom ein donim. Elim bor lecha adava ke boker amreyu. V'yim lav al tomreyu. Boka means, you know, wake up in the morning, it's clear, light day. Right? Rashi, in top line. Im bor lecha adava ke dina hadin ke boker shul meir. We say it on Roshana. We want to be clear as day. So if it's clear as day to you, morning is a synonym in effect for day, then you should say the din. If you're not sure, say nothing. What goes on? Emor lechochma achosia, the last narrow line. Everyone knows that a man's not allowed to marry his sister. If it's not that clear, I'll tell Reyu, say nothing. So the question, of course, becomes, why are there two metaphors over here? So the Gra is quoted over here in this beautiful sefer called the Kovetz HaPoskim. I think I showed it to you once before. This is in Simen Yud. Simen Yud is on the second page of your Ma'amar Komos in Sif Aleph. This is discussed. You have a regular Shulchan Aruch in front of you. Oh, Peter. You have one? Yeah. Yes? Okay, so I don't have to put it on. You all have. So, Simen Yud Sif Aleph. Simen Yud Sif Aleph. Shulchan Aruch says, "Yisav Yidvat Shiat Barlo Kashemish." That's our Gemara. Bokaboka quotes the Aderes Leo of the Gra in Parshas Re'eh. The Dayas Vichocham B'Torah Sheyifsok Adin Apir Torah. The Tzarach Sheyios Baki B'Derech Eretz. Now the fact, Kidei Shlo Yid Din Meruma shouldn't fool him. They can fool, he can call it the Rakula, but he's fooled on the facts, then the psak is going to be wrong. Says the Halakha Gra. V'afusum yakro emol chokma chosiyat in the Reish Sanhedrin. That goes in the din itself. It should be as clear to you as the fact that your sister is also to you. But dina l'boka mishpat, that goes in the dayan, has to be baki b'inyanei ha'olam. Meridik. Has to be baki b'inyanei ha'olam. There are dayanim who know kol Torah, but they're not experts in what's going on in the real world. I tell you, that's one of our problems. And our bezin, maybe we're not so. But I have to confess, I'll say it publicly, that we're not as bucky and close and deceivous as some other dayanim other but they did. I'm not afraid to say that. I think it's true. It can be like the hard things. These people are key and they know everything backwards and forwards. Every shachis sma pischei tshuva close deceivous. And we can look it up. But they know about heart. But maybe when it comes to what the Gra calls, which is equally important, maybe even more important, Baki Binyani Ha'olam, maybe we're more qualified. We have more experience what's going on in the world, at least amongst the litigants who come to our bezin. Maybe we'll say in the Hasidic community they should go to a Hasidic bezin because they're experts in the mindset of Hasidic individuals. But as I say, when we'll call, lack of a better term, modernists, who are not Hasidic, and they go to a Hasidic bezin, someone says disconnect, because they're not the dishonesty, chas v'shal. They don't know how we're thinking. That's why I think that maybe our bezin is a bit more qualified from that perspective. The Marsha has something interesting in Chidush Yagod. Let's give a look.
Is there room to kind of, I know that there were times that you mentioned that Dr. Pelker had sat on the bezin.
Yes, he did.
So is there room, meaning in the order to, is there room to open up that as long as they're connections with further experts in the fields.
Yes, our Bez is not only always three rabbis. You always have to have at least one person who knows how to look up the Choshen Mishpat, and often there are two. But sometimes not. You need a person who has a law degree. There's legal ramifications. You need someone who was a psychologist. The very first case I sat on when the Bezin was revitalized, this goes back to 1997, eight, that's when it just started. So I sat on the case with Dr. Pelkovitz. The other, Diane, was not only a rabbi, he was also an attorney. We needed all three. Believe me, it was such a complicated case. You know, it was, the papers brought up and they were attacking us. Well, you know, it's Lebedev when you start out. Still Lebedev. But we try to keep people like this, not as consultants, to be fair, other Bezin Din will have consultants, psychologists. They all have to have three rabbinic, dayanic personalities instead of the Bezin. We don't necessarily agree. I think it's better if we have the dayan on. Come on, you can consult. He told us this, she told us this, what do we do? It's cliche-ny. If he's on the Bezin, he heard it directly from them. What kind of comparison is that? Can't they really? Okay. Look at the Marsha and the Chidushi Agadah of Zayin. Something fascinating. It's quite fascinating. Towards the end of the first piece on Zayin Medbeis. Towards the end of the first piece. Amor lechokma chosiyat. We'll start a little bit earlier than that. He's saying the Iki Yisod is as follows. You should pass the base on Torah, lo lodon api sichlam, b'li kabbalah satorah. So what's Rav Yoshiya say? Kol adon api sichlo, ein adabah barlo kebokeh shumeir, uba ketez ha-shemesh b'gvura. If you follow on your own logic, you don't follow the logic of the Torah, you can get it wrong. Aba kolot sheshovet ach ha-sichlo yimeshu toeh. Okay, where do you get this? Quotes of Chazal. This is a Gemara. It's a Mishnah Kinin. Zikne Amoretz calls Manshem as Kinin Mitapshin. Chachamim Be'enayim. If you're sick, they think they're smart, but they're not so smart. Zikne Tamir Chachamim calls Manshem as Kinin Machimim. Hem Chachmei Balei HaTorah. That's Emor Lechokma Chosiyat. What's Pshat? The Kol HaRayas Ain't Odom Don B'Sichlo LaHatir Kvodisas Achoso Shaseichel Nosein Lios Mutter. Why? Ki Utchilas B'Dona Shel Olam Shekayim V'Hevel Nosu Achoso Olam Chesed Yibone. Right, Chesedu Aval Adover Bor Lechol Esa Pi HaTorah Al Kein Omayim Yudrech Abrum Os Kolsch Shasur Lechol Pi HaTorah Meyu. So if you're passing a straight din Torah, don't think what I think. Don't think what you think. What does the Torah think? Now, mostly, this may not really apply because we have passing pshara. Although we're passing what we call pshara krovel the din, if the din is first, so when it comes to the din, don't follow your own logic, follow what the Torah says. Ad kan, the words of the Marsha, fascinating idea of what the comparison to Achoscha is, Rabosai, and the Gro had his own interpretation. Fine. Speaking of doing things that you really shouldn't be doing, I asked you to see the Rosh about saying Simon Tess. The Rosh and Simon Tess. Garcina Biavamis. Gav Kuf Tess on the base. Omar Rav Yitzchak. Everyone see it? Maidach Siv. Of course, a Pasuk. I'm not going to quote the whole Pasuk about Peh. Roach ha-ro tovel ha-mekabalei geirim. We spoke about that, we learned geiris a while ago. Ule-tokeya atzmo le-dvar halo. What does that mean? Could go into the Gemara. The osa dina kamei, give it p'sak din. Fegoma hilchasa, you already know the halacha. And what do you do now? U-medame milse le-milse. A critical expression. You compare one into another. V'is le-rabo, he has a rebbe. Below Ozil Vishal Minay. He didn't ask the Rebbe. In other words, Once you start making comparisons, if you have no Rebbe, all right, so you're the, you have no alternative to make your own comparisons. If your Rebbe is there, go and ask him. Go and ask him. Why? Because the olam you're dying kilu cherev munagaslo. It's like we saw earlier. You don't want to fall on a sword. Terrible. This is quoted la halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's open up to the Shulchan Aruch here. Let's take a look. Simen Yud Siv Beis. Komish, you can add it to the Makoros. I left it by mistake. Oh no, I'm sorry. It's here. Simen Siv Beis here. Komish Shabal Yodo Din and Medameil Din Achay Shabal Yodo Kfar Upsako. Yesh Imo Beir Godel Mimena Bechokma. Notice, he doesn't say a Rebbe. He uses the word Rabba to mean a greater Talmud Chacham. That's your personal Rebbe. If Ein Lanimach, you don't ask him. Hareyu Bechlal Harishoyim. Shalibam Gaspo Ra. Woo! That's fighting words. Wow. 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 Now, if you look at the Ktos, this is on the Mount of Kongs. Ktos Achosha here, Simon Yud, Siv Beis. We'll also give a look, take a peek. Ayin Bach, Shekosav Shnei Perush. So the Pirush HaTur, Hayin Shekvar Shol, that's Rabba also Adin. The Hakach, Shebol of Zeh Adin Mamish, Sorach Lach Zalishas Rabba B'chol Pah. Wow. For lo kein Pirush HaShem HaFarshim. You know your Rabbi holds. Uboach shel lefanav din acher, slightly different. Umedameyu lehos din yadua. Zeh beit okay alatzma dvar halacha. Ah, it's a big difference between these two pshat. According to the first pshat, you have to always ask the Rabbi each and every time. Each and every time. The tour seems to hold the Chumadig version, that's what the Mefarshim say. And that's why he left out, Rabbi Osai, he left out the word Russia. Look at the tour when he quotes it, the word Russia is not found. Because a guy, he already passed the same exact thing. He's still asking Rabbi, but you can't call the guy a Russian. Adkan. Not everyone agrees. If you look at the bottom, they changed the gears to Russia. Okay, it's a whole discussion. Now, what will happen, Rabbi Osai, in the case of a person who's not paskening Choshen Mishmer? He's paskening Yisavet HaShalei. This happens all the time. You get a Shalei Chos Shabbos, and Chos Brochus. What happens in those kinds of cases? Can you pass on your own? Should you be consulting? Let's see. Try to him. What? Let me see. Ooh. Watch this. The Chayil Inyan Yisav Heter Nami. The Maishna. What's the difference if it's money or it's typhus? Look at this. Vani Noeg. This man who called HaTorah Kula Baal Peh. Rabbi Yonah Sanevshin. It's a God of Ador. Gamken. Bechol HaDvaram B'mokah She'en Dava Pasha Kepirat Kepirat Kepirat. It's not as easy as that. You can eat an egg and butter. La'ayin b'svarim u'lahoros b'toch ha'sefer ki os yos machkimim b'frap b'zman hazeh asher b'avonosin o'rabim ha'shikcha gover. This is a man who called ha'torah kula mamish. And even he would look it up in svarim. Wow. A little bit humbling. No? A little bit humbling. Wow. 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 Okay. Now, this is a good mussar to look things up. To look things up. Question becomes, how can you pass in anything when Rav Moshe was alive in New York? Right? I was a Rav for more than 10 years. Rav Moshe was here. How can I pass that? How can I then? Call Rav Moshe. He used to make a joke. Get smicha at Rav Moshe's telephone number. The answer is, if everyone's going to call Rav Moshe, the phone will be busy all the time. It's impossible. You can't ever call Rav Moshe. You have to be able to say some things on your own. Save the hard questions for him. So it appeared. Now you all have the Shulchan Aruch in front of you. Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph says there is a Shota Rosh of Agas Ruach. Says the Sma. He's a fool, he thinks he knows Allah, he doesn't. Nisha b'shtusa, remains foolish, he doesn't know the din. Rasha al shemaveh sedin, because he made paskins wrong. V'gas ruach, shesoveh she'ain tzorach l'shkamo li'os mosim b'din. He thinks that he's arrogant, he thinks that he's so smart, he need not go slowly in determining the din. Of course, it's based upon the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Now, what does it mean, muscle? What does muscle mean? Sunna bedin. It's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. We all know the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. So, what does it mean? Let's look it up. Everyone knows the first Mishnah. Sunna bedin. So Benny, you want to explain? Mesunim b'din. L'morim ha'oros, l'poskim ha'oros, l'poskim ha'sadin amru, l'vayas yismichu b'machshava rishona. I was discussing with some. Some dayanim, they get something into their head, the first minute, and that's it, it's over. It's over. Can't get out of their heads. That's not a good dayan. Not a good dayan. Therefore, you paskin lisa v'litin v'dover la'hachmitz ha'machshav la'ashos l'kinyin shamru machmitzin esadim shedechimitz v'amtana moses svaral svarosu pipula pipulo at shiodin din emes la'amito ki b'machshav ha'shniya yire loma mashal ha'ro b'machshav ha'rishono. That's what he says. That's what he says. Rabbi says, very, very important. Very important. You have to not go slowly. Mesunim b'din. Don't rush. Don't rush. Ad kad Rabbeinu Yonah, here at the very beginning of Masechta Brachos. As a matter of fact, if you take a look over here in Rashi, because this is quoted here in the Sanhedrin of Zion. Take a look, please. Sanhedrin of Zion, Amud Beis.
Middle, towards the middle.
Bad to find. It used to be good, very good in scanning pages. No more. Where is it? It's right here. It was here yesterday. Oh, have a masun and bedin, but a small hay is. It's about 2/3 down the page. It says a masun and bedin, a Mishnah Novus. Where does it come from? Lo salib amalos. Don't jump, you run up the steps. and then you paskin wrong, right? Wrong. So you have to tell people. Rashi was Rashi Mesunin. Regilim ba'amtana k'del ayin b'yafa kona shetachtecheu tachtechu. B'malos b'choska v'mrutza. You run up the steps. You don't run. You go slowly, Rabosa. You go slowly. That's what it's called over here. It's very, very important. Why? Why? Why should you go slowly? Why? So I would say, first of all, you shouldn't make any mistakes. So the Kovatz HaPoskim says two reasons. The two reasons you should go slow. Two, not one. Two reasons to go slow. This is Simon Yud, Sif Aleph. Again, I'm here on the Kovatz HaPoskim. I'll read it to you. Two reasons. So, there's a Rashi, Rabbi Osai, who says, make sure to get the reason, get it right. Make sure to get it right. Oh. But there's another reason. Another reason. What's the other reason? The other reason is a few other reasons. One is, if you take your time, you have a better chance of making a pshara. Another reason is that the Balei Din should see you spending time and thinking about it. It's very, very important. You can't come in, oh, Chaya Pata, how do you figure that so fast? The fact that you're going slowly will show the Balei Din you're taking the case seriously. You're taking the case seriously. That's very important. Very important.
Even if you know the answer. Right?
That's right. That's right.
Given the impression.
Correct. According to Ritva, what's Mesuna Bedin? Nesuna Bedin. Hadayin Sarach Liros as Atzmo Kilu Atzmo Nosun Bedin. Can you imagine? You make believe that you're involved in the same thing Torah has been Reuven and Shimon. You're one of the Balei Din. You're a litigant. Oh, so you have a doctic bow. If you're a litigant, you'd make sure to get it exactly right. Go slowly. So too, Sarach Hadayin the doctic Bedin Kib Balei Din in the phono. As if he was one of the Balei Din. Quite amazing. Fascinating. It's quite amazing. Oh. So these are some of the reasons for this idea of going slow. Let's see the Marsha. Marsha is a classical sefer. What does he say in Zayin Amud Beis? Here we go. Salam Amalos, that's where it is. Rashi. Ode Shloma. Shloyala Ha'odam al Machshavto ki Malosu Gedolo Lamek Adin Mayer al Mitzui. Abo Yachshav Kshubu Madrega Shalamata Mizeh. Vishloyed Alimsuk Aracha Mitzun Vion Tov. Lo Salam Amalos means don't be a Balgaiva. Don't be a Balgaiva. That's reason number one. And reason number two, if you go slowly, there's a greater possibility of making a pshara. Quoting for the Marashah, but I don't see the Marashah right now. This is the Kovas Apostle, the bottom of page Kuf Samach Aleph, column 1. Also, it's Var Mishpah, the name of the Marashah. The Sunna Bedin, the Shiyuch Alas is Pshara. Because once you finish, you have to come out, you can't make a Pshara anymore. Basically, it explains the Apostle on that basis. I'm not sure what the Marashah is, I couldn't find it. He quotes from another Godel, the Sunna Bedin. Why? We talk Shadvarim Adinim Nitnu Mipel Peh. Gam ki ein lecham miktsoa gadol b'chtor b'dinei mamnes, uvem at kot yesh lechalik b'neim one case and the other. Tefich hishiru b'ze afilu din shebalafanecha pamayim v'shalosh al teitz elodem mayer. Because one little nuance can change the whole din. One little, you won't pay attention. I understood it to mean a change in the fact. That's halacha. You remember, but the fact could be slightly different. In the case we dealt with last time. Let's have to go slow. Okay, Rabbi Osai. Let's not turn to the Gemara Zayin Mabix. Let's try to go through the Gemaras one at a time. The Gemara is as follows. With a small gimelis. We'll start with earlier. We spoke about this a little bit on Thursday. But someone is mamad a dayan she'eino hogun. So the Rambam quotes his halacha. Rambam. Oh man, the waste. What a different parrot. Start from scratch. Says, look very carefully. Because Sanhedrin or Melech or Rosh Gola, who points the judges, these people, Shemidul and Nisrael die in Shein Ohogun, Vein Ochochem. Whoa. He threw in another word. Agamar says, Shein Ohogun. They threw in what? Shein Ochochem. Bechochma Satoru, Beroilios dying. Alpha Pishu Kulo Machmadim Yeshmo Tobos Acheros. Everybody says Shemidu over below Sase. Shemelo Sakiru Ponema Mishpot. Piashmu Alamdu Shemedabe Kenegar Amamuna Lahoshim Dayonim. Omuchachamim Shemetoma Ishploni Noah Shivenu Dayan Ishploni Giba Shivenu Dayan Ishploni Krovia Shemen. We discussed a little bit on Thursday. Ishploni Odej Becholosh Shemen Dayan. Ninsim Mizaka Sachai Vemachai Vazakai. Lo meshu Russia, nei she'enu yodea. Lo sakiru ponim ha-mishpot. Not only that, ha-mama li-yisrael dayan she'enu hogun, kilu heke matseva, lo sakon lecha matseva shtana shem lakecha, uvomokom tamini chachomim, kilu nota ha-sheira. It's worse. Shnema lo sita lecha ha-sheira koleit, eisles v'ch ha-shem alokecha. Chena v'chachomim lo sasu niti alo v'chesem v'lei lozov, Above Bishul Kesem Zov, Adayin Sheminu Bnei Osho Bilvat. Remember the Bach from Thursday. But if he's rich, pretty smart anyway. Not going to go into all those protein right now. We spoke about it a while ago. Question becomes, of course, how far do we go? How far do we go? So, this din of a dying Shein Ohogun is scary. According to the Rambam, he has to know. He has to be expert in Chochmas HaTorah. So, let's take a look and see what the Mefarshim say, or what this really means. We'll start with the Nesivis. Maybe on in the chorus. Yeah. Simen Ches, the Sivis, and the Chidushim. Whenever I don't say what, it's the Biurim. That's the most, that's where all the good stuff is. But once in a while, he has a kitzur thing in the Chidushim, which you don't find in the other Svar. So he calls it the Tumim. We don't have the Tumim in our Svar, that's only on the screen, but everyone has a Sivis at the bottom or at the back. What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? According from the Rambam, very, very important. It's quoted Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Simen Chesif Aleph. Kol Ma'amid Dayan She'Eino Hogan Ve'Eino Chacham B'Chol Was HaTorah. Taken from where? Where's that coming? Where's that Lashon coming from? The Rambam. Eino Hogan Ve'Eino Chacham B'Chol Was HaTorah. Says the Sivis. Vav Mechalekasi Ve'O Okatoni. If he's not a chacham, he's no good. And he's not hogan, it's no good. Vafilu yeshem shlosha. Ooh, the three judges. Umashma v'simen gimel. The bechad the gomer sagi. No, how can it be? The other two are not chacham v'mechang v'sat Torah. Hayne b'diyevet. Aval lechad chila. Srichim kulam lios bekiyim b'torah. Whoa. That's probably the opinion of the other, but they didn't. They don't want to have a psychologist on the bed. They want three, the Chatchilu, or Bikiyim, and Chochmas HaTorah. Okay. That's what it says. Let's take a look and see if there are other possible answers. Orach HaShulchan quotes the whole thing. Watch this. The kasha is in the Sivis. Umashin is bar b'simin gimel d'day b'echad shigamer b'savir. Remember we saw the Gemara in Av Gimel? Haino ba'akroi b'mokam b'shein bezin kavua aval b'kvius l'manos dayonim kavuim tzrichim li'os kulam chachomim v'yir elokim. Also, the Hamid Dain Amoritz al Smach Shiyishal Kopam Lechochem. The Shem Elo Yishal Lefamim. It's a Matas Adin came into Amoritz. Okay, so the truth is, we don't have three Dayanim Kavuim, same three Dayanim each time. And in certain areas of Israel, they hear Kevim. The three set judges, they hear every single case. It would be nice, it should all be big time in Chacham. Then you can't put the psychologist on the case. And that, there's a tremendous shortcoming, as we pointed out earlier. But even having him as a consultant doesn't really work as well as having him on the Bezdin hears directly himself. So our decision in our Bezdin is to forego this lechatchila of having three Dayanim Kavuim, Talmidei Chacham in each and every case, and rather having one person who knows how to dinner and knows how to look him up. And then, if necessary, a second one too, it would be very nice. But if you have to have experts, whether they be in psychology, law, business, as the case may be, we'll put them on the Din Torah. I once had a Din Torah about stocks. I know nothing about stocks. Nothing. I took two of my Choshev of Alabatim, both who are involved in stocks. And we sat, the three of us. I sat as the Rav, and the two of these people who were both working in downtown Manhattan, in the Wall Street area, they were the other Dayanim. By the way, they both had Smich. One had Smich from the Mir, one from Torah Vadas. Okay, but that's not their main preoccupation right now. They're busy in the world of business. We came into a proper psak because they told me what's the expectation. The stockbroker's out of time. I lost money in the stock market. Every case like that, though, it's endless. Okay, so it was a little bit his fault. This, whatever. This goes back a long time. This is very, very important. It's interesting. Let's see what the Tumim has to say over here. Let's go back to Shulchan
Aruch. The danger of having two businessmen on right, is if they both wanted to pass in one way.
Oh, that's a good question.
They have a majority over you.
That's right. Well, the question, that's another great question. What if there are three people? One is a Talmud Chacham and the other two are not. Or not as, whatever you want to call it. What would it be in that kind of a situation? That's an excellent question. Let's see. Urim and Tumim, I never know exactly which one it is. Urim or Tumim. Let's take a look over in Urim first. Oh. He says you need this to smile. Right? Either he's ain't a chokam of meisim, or he's a very firm Jew, but he's not a chokam. Peter Paskina the other Shimon Gimel Kadas Rosh. The Yika Bechol Hanach Plus of Chad the Gamer Sagi Nu Stira. What answer we see so far? The Chachilah of the Yevet or Kavua Akroy? No. So Achlova the Kan Mai Bechol Shlosh of Dayanim Shenim Chachamim. The only time is a Chasarin. Is of all three Nachachamim. Aval Echad Ben Chacham Sagi Kanal. Even the Chachilah. According to the Tumim's first, the Urim's first Teretz. If you have three, one is a Talmud Chacham, and he qualifies, and then it's good even the Chatchila. He says, Yosef, dear the Fidash Shechon Arad, the Yamri and the Elder Rosh, had a bizdame, she had been told close to the Yoshua, the Din, and Yoshua built the Gemiri, and the last is Tchila, Dain Kavua, she had Tomei, the most of Tlosa, Lord, the Divrei, Rivim, Osir. He needed all the Nisman of Yir, the Kiyam, the Torah. Okay. Again, but that's, it's only if it's kavua, and we don't, in our bezin, there's no one that's kavua. There's no one person that's in every single din Torah. None. Okay. How gomir is gomir? So here we are in Simin Ches, and I have the kovat saposkim. They give an unbelievable shaila. What's the standard? Must you know what chosh mishmer rapeh? Is that what's cool? Is that it? And if you didn't pass the Bechina and Lochosh Mishpah, you know about Peh, then you don't qualify. Then I'm afraid that we are in deep trouble. Quotes over here like this. Shut Rebbe Lezer. What happened? Lam den echad musmach l'rabonis. Shehigi lebaldin echad the Rashba of Rishonim hold a certain thing. You know the shachas in Peivav. Maybe it's not kosher to be dying. Says the Heiliger Rabbi Lezer. I think it's Rabbi Lezer tells it, if I'm not mistaken, as follows. Bishulmash ain't a baki called kach b'choshen mishpat and lives also. The kamera bana made him called b'chim kach b'choshen mishpat. Ela b'shvil hamida haroshabo. She'eno ma'ayin v'choshen mishpat lifting up here Shulchan Aruch also lo yaroa shashach machmir neged das ha'machaber the pasuk harashba yesh legam gein mekashu. So the fact that he didn't know it, no, but he didn't look it up, he would see the shachas against the machaber. I told you what I said in my original interview. Rabbi, can you pass the shachas? I told him I know how to look up a shachas. So Blazer tells us, tying it to this rabbi, not that he didn't know it, but that he didn't look it up. How do you like that? How do you like that? On a simple level, Rabbosai, this is only true by a bezin that paskins what we call bekfia. Because in the old days, you appoint the three judges, and they will paskin your shayla whether you like it or not. You have to know everything. But nowadays, we know in our communities, there's nobody like that. They have to come and submit themselves to your jurisdiction. So if they're submitting themselves to your jurisdiction, even though I'm not such a tremendous chacham, but once you agree to accept what I have to say, so it should be good enough. Simply the fact it's a pshar, maybe perhaps we could be more makil. Okay. Now, the next Gemara, on the Zion of the base. He's up until tomorrow. We find an interesting relationship between the Dayan and the Tzibah. On the one hand, Minayin Shlo Yivsa Rosh Yam Kodesh, Shenema Lo Salam Al Tavizbiri, Vesalam Bela Mishpat. Don't walk over the people. right? Stand over them. It looks like you're walking over their heads. No, don't be such a balgaiver. That's on the one hand. A person shouldn't be so, you know, uppity. Right? Shouldn't be so uppity. That's on the one hand. On the Chesam and Aleph, they both say. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Chesam and Aleph, on the one hand, let's see if we can find it. The person should realize on Avchesem and Aleph, the Eimas Adayin al Tzibur. The Tzibur should have a certain amount of fear. Azor al Tzibur, the small gimbal, is halfway down narrow lines. Should they Eimas Adayin al Ein? In other words, on the one hand, you shouldn't step on them. On the other hand, the people should have a certain amount of reverence for their Dayanim. And they shouldn't just treat them as palsy wowsy. This is quoted halacha in the Shulchan Aruch as well, in Simen Ches. Take a look. Simen Ches, Siv Dalet. Okay, Simen Ches, Siv Dalet. This is in the Maamar Kama. It's the last Maamar Kama on page one of the Maamar Kama. So we're making progress, we're slowly. Also, the dialist Nag, the Sroro, the Gasa, the Tibur, and the Banova, the Yer, the Choparnas, the Matemisiel, the Tibur, Shlosh Shem Shemaim. And the raw ben tamat chachal yom. That's a scary, scary punishment. V'chein osu l'nebem kalos rosh, afa b'shein am arts, lo yafsiyah rosh yam kodesh. Just so you don't walk over them, right? More than that. V'tzorach l'shiyizbol torach atzibur ma'asom. That's the next Gemara on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, which we didn't read yet. But the Gemara says, Azor al adayin she yizbul as atzibur. Ad kama kash yisom as a yonet. Should be able to, how can we say it, to suffer the frailties of the community. Vaitan shulchan aruch. U mitzvah al atzibur should know covered b'dayim v'yemosu alayim as we saw. V'kam hu lo yizbazev lo yino kalasosh lefneim. Shekevon shenismana odom parnes al atzibur. Rabosi, you looking with me? In Simen Ches, Siv Dalet. A person is appointed to be a certain position of leadership over the community. So be careful how you conduct yourself. What does he say? What does he say? Also lo lasas malocha b'fnei shlosho, kadesh lo yizbaz b'fnei. Wow. Tomorrow I'm going to have to kiddush. Wow. It's amazing. The kavachomer she'oslo lecho v'lishtos b'fnei rabin. What? You can't eat? You go to a wedding? If you're dying, you can't eat at a wedding? The rabbi was lishtake. Oh, you should get drunk. You should never get drunk. Never, ever, ever, ever. But the lush, simple child shouldn't eat at all. So it sounds like it's like in Pesachim. Okay. I have to look and see what exactly it means. So the Sma explained what this means. It's called the Torah, called the Rambam. With the Knesses Ameiros, with the Sudas Mareim. A wedding is fine. Don't go to the bar. Yeah, Ameiros sit there and drink all day. No. To get drunk, never. To go to Knesses Ameiros and Sudas Mareim, eat and drink even without getting drunk. They're two different issues. What happened? Someone got drunk and killed how many people yesterday? Someone in Oklahoma, Aaron? You were on the radio? I usually don't hear the radio either, but I was driving yesterday looking for traffic. Some lady got drunk and she plowed into a whole crowd, I think killed many people. It's terrible to get drunk. It's mamish bikuach nefesh. But let's end the shiur according to the Kesef HaKadoshim, which is the last Maamar Malkum on this page. And then we'll stop. Tomorrow we'll continue. Kesef HaKadosh was found in the regular Shulchan Aruch on the bottom. If you have the fancy one that I have, it's found what they call here the Kutrus HaChiburim. Excuse me, Kovetz Chiburim. Kovetz Chiburim, here in Simen Chesiv Dalet, he has a Gevaldik Akash. You're telling me that a dayan, a rov, can't do malacha in the presence of three people, but it's against Shas. Take a look. Mashamu chazal kiddush nafayin. Also, the dayan has a malacha with thank you. Nirish ain't bechla malacha shishal mitzvah. Konamaroi makadoshim. Ma malach shibuta, ma tzolav tivi. They would salt the fish. They would chop the wood. Hem yikvu naskim bechol erev Shabbos kodesh. Umistama lo yevshalem the stater. Maybe the other was that people saw them. The former you born on base of a notion based Iskam, but they came and the rabbis washing the dishes. Yeah? Rabbi said the greatest don't wash dishes. The stipler wash dishes, the Chavchshvab Shlomo Zalman wash dishes when their wives were too tired. Yeah, there's stories about these people. It was like a malacha, but he just jumped around because of the kavod haTorah. Then he says, "Malechas aroy is ochashash." A minig haposhes dayanim kosim the chosmen as atzmen al gittin berabin, I ksav as an umen. And malacha sheyegiya ktsas machshir mitzvah is no problem. The rush would grind the wheat to make flour for matzis. There was a rov of many places. It goes further than that. Kol tanoya amaroya kedoshim, hayu mispares na de malacha. Rav Yochanan Sandler zal, Rav Yitzchak Nafka zal, Rav Shua Pachmi zal. Shegabe akvu miyem shlo yifursam ol shiyavo gimel lo yase kizem yam nimna. Alnicha, kol sheinenu hu a rav abezin biyiro shein lodin nizulaso, ein zem begedin nisman al dayan al tzibur. He's saying a chiddush nifla. That these gedolei olam, they're not included dayan mamun al tzibur, and they sat in the din Torah once in a while. The pshuto, that means nowadays, you don't have the concept of dayan mamun al tzibur these days anymore. There's no one that's in that category. So therefore, you can do malacha, you can eat. Once someone saw me taking out the garbage, which I do on a regular basis. Rob, a dying, you take out the garbage. First of all, there weren't three people there. So one guy saw me in the hall. So I said, "Oh, Shlosh." So I'll end with the story. A woman came to complain to Rav Gifter, Zichron Levracha, that her husband was a tremendous master in the Tel Zekoila, and he wouldn't help her out. Even if she'd leave the garbage in front of the door, and then he would walk out. He wouldn't tell you. His mom was thinking of learning. So okay, he said, "Okay, here." Yeah. Next day, there was a knock on the door. The colonel answers the door. Rav Gifter, "I came to take out the garbage." Oh, that was the end of that guy. So he if your wife asks to take out the garbage, you take out the garbage. That's shouldn't even have to ask you. If you see the garbage is there, take it out. Oh, it's heavy and messy. Your wife has enough hard work on her plate. You can, especially before Shabbos. Then it's mamish to cover Shabbos. Mamish. We'll stop here, Mishim, tomorrow. We'll have a little more chevra. We'll continue the.